evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Arthur Q. Bryan, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carkin.
February 22nd. George Washington's birthday. George Washington, there was a wonderful man. The first president of the United States. You know, it must have been a tough job for to be the first president. Because then you couldn't blame the condition of the country on the last president. Yeah, not only was George Washington a smart man, also a very careful man with money, too. That's why he put his face on the 1 cent stamp. Yes, that was because he was so thrifty, you see. That way he could write you a letter and send you his picture at the same time, you see. So I think Washington put his picture on the $1 bills, too. Let me for to see. I got a dollar bill right here. Yeah, there's his picture. Ah, that Washington sure was a nice-looking man. Of course, he looks a little sad on this $1 bill here. Well, I guess anybody would look sad if they was only worth half as much as they used to be. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hi, Parkey.
Parkey, I've just been going over the bills. What's all this talk about food prices coming down? I can't notice it.
Oh, sure, food prices coming down, Betty. I got a very pleasant surprise yesterday. I went to the butcher shop, and you know that steak what we used to pay $1.40 a pound for?
Yes.
Well, I can buy all I want now for $1.39 a pound. Good coming down.
You mean you could have saved a whole penny a pound?
Yeah, but Betty, don't laugh at those pennies. Don't forget, pennies make nickels, nickels make dimes. Dimes make quarters, quarters make dollars, and if you save up enough dollars, you can buy another pound of that steak. Yeah.
Well, I guess you're right, Parkey. Penny saves, the penny earns.
Yeah, and if you take care of your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. Say, Betty, it's a pretty clever saying I just made up there.
Oh, you didn't make that up, Parkey. Benjamin Franklin said that.
Well, he was clever, too. Say, you know something, Betty? Speaking of pennies, you know that we are wasting too many pennies around this restaurant. We got to cut it out. Yes, sir, that's where our whole profit is going. Starting right now, we got to economize, you know?
Economize?
Yes. We're just throwing your money away around here. For instance, every day the newsboy leaves a paper here. Cost a nickel a day. It's an awful waste of money to buy a newspaper.
What do you mean it's an awful waste of money?
I mean 60 or 70 people read it, and then if you don't got no fish to wrap up in it, the whole thing is a total loss.
Well, gee, Parkey, people have to know what's going on in the world.
Betty, if I want for to know the news, I don't need the newspapers for that. I could turn on the radio free of charge. I could hear all those wonderful news commuters, you see? They tell you what's going on. They give you exactly the same stuff what you read in the papers. And besides that, getting news over the radio, that is be much neater.
What do you mean it's neater?
I mean every morning the newsboy don't throw Gabriel Heather up on your front lawn.
Yes, but Parkey, if you stop buying newspapers, you'll only be saving 5 cents a day.
Look, Betty, I wish what you wouldn't argue with Benjamin Franklin and me. I don't know about him, but I'm tired.
Oh, Parkey.
And another thing, Betty, we've been burning too many lights around here lately. Electric light last bill was over $1.80. Yeah, I got to start saving right now on all those lights. Oh, my, look at all those lights burning here. Turn off the switch, Betty.
Okay.
Yeah. Betty. Betty, where are you?
Right over here.
Where am I? I mean, do something. Don't let me standing in the dark. Where's the switch?
Oh, Parkey, you knocked over that whole stack of dishes.
Well, turn on the switch, Betty. Turn on the switch. I look at that. I bet I must have broken about $12 worth of dishes.
I think it might be cheaper for us to keep the lights on, Parkey.
Yeah, but we'll burn smaller bulbs. No sense to going crazy around here. I mean, being so extravagant, burning those great big 10-watt bulbs. I was really smart, Benny. I would buy bulbs without watts. And I could really save some money.
Oh, Parkey, here comes Jim, the mailman.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Hello, Jim. Come right in. How are you?
Fine, Parkey. How are you?
Fine, fine.
Well, all I've got for you this morning is one little postcard.
I see, yeah.
Hey, what happened around here? Huh? I mean, with all these broken dishes on the floor.
Oh, I just made up my mind, Jim, to start saving some money around here, you know. So I turned off the lights for a minute, and that's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a relief.
Yes.
I thought for a minute, seeing all those broken dishes and Betty here...
Oh, no, we're not married. No. You see, Jim, I made up my mind what starting today, I'm going for to start saving pennies around here. You know, those pennies just can't up, you know.
You don't have to tell me about saving pennies.
Yes.
On my salary, I've had to do that for years.
Yes. Say, Jim, you people down at the post office, you didn't get a raise for a long time, did you?
That's right, we didn't.
You know, I often wonder, Jim, how is it possible for you post office folks to get by on this small salary what they pay you? I mean, with the prices the way they are today, how do you live?
Well, we don't live. We just about exist, I guess.
Now, look, Jim, don't the government is doing something about giving you fellas more money?
Well, there's a post office salary increase bill up right now before the committee.
Uh-huh.
I sure hope the committee passes favorably on it, because these last few years have been really rough on us and our families.
Oh, it says a bill up before the committee now.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write to my congressman. I'm going to write him a letter today and tell him that I'm be one of his constituents and I would like to the post office employees for to get more money. And I'm going to tell all my friends, write to their congressman, too.
Well, thanks, Parky. That'll really help a lot.
Yes.
If enough people write to their congressman, maybe we'll get some action. Say, you've always been a swell friend of the post office employees.
No, it's not that, Jim. It's just what I realize, how little you people get for how much good you do.
Well, thanks a million.
Yeah.
Hey, I better get moving and the people will start hollering for the mail.
Yeah.
I'll see you later, Parker.
Yeah, see you later, Jim, yeah. He's a nice fellow, huh, Betty?
Oh, he surely is. Who's the postcard from, Parker?
Oh, yeah, the postcard. I forgot it. Oh, my, it's from the public library. Dear sir, the book you borrowed is due on February 22nd. Unless you return the book by this date, you will be fined 3 cents for every day the book is kept out. My bad. You know something, Betty? February 22nd, that's be today. Got to return the book immediately.
Oh, Park, you can return that book anytime.
Oh, you mean anytime, Betty. Don't you see what the postcard says? Every day when I keep it up, it's going to cost me 3 cents.
Well, so what? So it's 3 cents a day.
Yeah, it's 3 cents a day. So supposing I kept it out 100 days, 1,000 days, 10,000 days. 10,000 days, 3 cents a day, that's $300. You think I'm going to pay $300 for a small book like that, Betty?
You can't return the book today anyway, Parky. Today is Sunday and the library's closed.
Oh, no, Betty, I beg my pardon. The library will be open every Sunday. I used to go over there on Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to return this book today.
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing on the sunny side of the street. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. Through March and possibly into April, the nation's critical oil shortage will be felt in many sections. Transportation difficulties have made it necessary to watch closely all consumption of fuel. Now, if you want to protect yourself and your family, here are a few simple rules to observe. First, keep the daytime temperature no higher than 68 degrees. Now, that's more than enough for health and comfort, and will help a great deal in cutting down oil consumption. Also, turn the thermostat down to 60 degrees before going to bed. This is very helpful in saving oil, and it's best to be sure that this low temperature be maintained for a minimum period of 8 hours. Second, block off the heat in unused rooms, garages, and sun porches. Third, check over the house for insulation. Wherever possible, weather strip the windows and the doors, or even better, install storm sashes. And see that shades or Venetian blinds are drawn at night. Finally, check your furnace. Keep it in good condition. A defective heating plant burns more fuel. Until warmer weather arrives, the pressure will be on to hold down oil consumption. If you follow these rules, you won't have to worry.
Say, Betty, would you like to drive over with me while I return the book?
Parky, do you mean that you're actually going to take 2 hours off from your restaurant just so you can return a book to the library and save 3 cents?
Betty, I'm sure I don't know how to make 3 cents any easier.
Oh, incidentally, what's the name of that book, Parky?
How to Make $1,000,000. You know, I don't fool around with that small stuff at all, you know. Oh, there's the phone. I'll get it. Hello, who? Is this Miss Carraway's finishing school for girls? No, this is not a finished school. This is a Greek restaurant. Yeah, you got the wrong number. Goodbye. Say, you know something, Betty? That is just give me an idea how we could save $7 more a month.
How?
I'm going for to have the telephone company take out the telephone.
Take out the telephone?
Yeah, I don't get no good out of it. I mean, every time somebody calls me, it's the wrong number. And every time I call somebody, the line is busy. Yeah, I'm going to have them take out the front. Might as well save that $7, Betty.
Parky, I'm afraid you're going a little bit too far with your economy campaign. Yeah. Oh, here comes your little lady friend from the sewing circle.
Oh, yes. Say, why don't you go and put your hat and coat on, Betty? We'll go over to the library in a few minutes. Come right in, lady. How are you?
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
How are you today, Mr. Parker Carcass?
Yes, I'm fine. How are things down at the sewing circle?
Oh, we haven't done any sewing down there for the last 2 weeks. You see, all of the girls are busy hooking rugs now.
Are they hooking rugs? Tell me, is that hard to do, to hook rugs?
Not at all.
No.
All you do is wait until the store detective isn't looking, then you hook them.
I see.
Oh, Williams, I have never seen such crowds as there were in that department store downtown.
Really?
You see, for 2 days, everything in the store was half off.
It was? I think that's wonderful. I mean, they have everything in the store half off for 2 days.
What's so wonderful about that? I've been half off for years.
Yes, I could understand that. Yeah. Say, lady, I wonder if you would be good enough for to excuse me. You see, I got for to take this book back to the library today.
Oh, I love books.
Do you?
I'm reading a book right now that just came out this week.
Oh?
It's very exciting, but I'm a little mixed up. Oh. They put too many characters in it.
They put too many characters? What's the name of the book?
The Los Angeles Telephone Book.
Yeah, that's a very interesting book.
Yes. A friend of mine sends me a copy of that book every year for my birthday. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yeah. You see, I got for to return this book to the library today. If not, they'll find me 3 cents. I made up my mind, but starting today, you see, I'm going for to save every penny around this place.
Now, that's very smart.
Yes,
My late husband was a great one for saving money, too.
He was?
Heavens, yes. He once saved $1,000 a year for 10 years.
Yes.
He said he just wanted to have that $10,000 in case a depression came along.
Well, that's a good thing to have $10,000 in case a depression comes along.
Yes, but an awful thing happened.
It did? What happened?
Well, the depression he was waiting for didn't come along.
Yes.
And there was my poor husband stuck with that $10,000.
That's terrible.
But if you really want to save money, I can show you how.
Good how?
Well, you have a big apartment, haven't you?
An apartment? Yes, I have.
Well, why don't you give up your apartment and move in the back of the restaurant?
Huh?
Then you can save all that rent.
Give up my apartment?
Yes. Why don't you move out tonight?
Tonight? I don't think I could move out tonight.
Oh, you'll have to move out tonight.
I'll have to? Why do I have to move out tonight?
Because my sister is coming in from Milwaukee tomorrow, and she needs the apartment.
Wait a minute. I don't understand this. Why should I give your sister my apartment?
Oh, she'll pay you well for it. She has loads of money.
Yes?
She made a fortune this winter back in Milwaukee.
She did? Doing what?
Shoveling snow.
Shoveling what?
Snow. Snow.
Snow? What's new?
Oh, it's nothing much. What's new with you? Well, I guess I better be toddling along. Good day, Mr. Parker Carter.
Yes, good day, good day. My, look how late it is. I better get over to the library. Boy, business is sure be rotten. I bet it wasn't 10 people in here all day long today. If business keeps up like this, I'll have to go to Milwaukee and start shoveling snow. Uh-oh, look who's coming in now. It's be that faker Orville Sharp. I'll never get to that library.
Well, it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pikeykakis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes. Look,
yeah?
I don't like for to rush you, but I got for to go over to the library and return the book, you know. See, if I don't return it today, they're going to find me 3 cents. That 3 cents would be very important to me.
Why, Mr. Pikeykakis, I didn't realize that things were so tough with you.
Oh, sure. Business is rotten.
Oh.
I got to save expenses wherever I could, you know.
Well, Mr. Pikeykakis, you happen to be a very fortunate man that I came along just now.
How you mean I'm fortunate?
Well, you see, not only do I know how you can cut eggs and expenses, but I can show you how to eggs and span your business.
Eggs and span?
Yes, sir. Let me give you an eggs and apple.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an eggs and apple, yes.
See, nowadays, you've got to give your customers a different kind of food, you see.
Yes.
Stuff they can't get any other restaurant. I mean, you've got to give them dishes that are eggs exclusive.
Eggs exclusive?
Exactly.
Oh.
I mean, today, you see, you've got to give the people food that is not only eggs exclusive, but it's got to be, exotic.
Exotic?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is that, exotic?
Well, for instance, I got a recipe, P.M.
A recipe?
I can give you this. It's for a delicious dessert. Oh, brother, you would make a big hit with this one.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's a French dessert, see?
Yeah.
It's called Grapes as Wet.
How do you make that?
Oh, there's nothing to it. Not at all, you see. All you do is you take a bunch of grapes,
yes,
put them under a faucet, you turn a faucet on, the water hits the grapes, and...
Grapes as Wet. What is so wonderful about that? I mean, we're wetting a bunch of grapes.
Well, now, just wait a minute. See,
yes.
I got another sensational dish that you can say.
Yes.
And, Bernard, this one, I just guarantee that this will melt into people's mouths.
It will. What is it?
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes?
Yeah.
What kind of a dish is ice cubes?
Hey, now, look, Bernard, if you want to make money in this business, you've got to make stuff out of things that don't cost you nothing.
Yeah, I know that.
Otherwise, you see, how are you going to make any profits?
I know, but how could I charge my customers for a plate of ice cubes?
Well, they don't know that they're ice cubes. You disguise them.
I disguise them how?
You fry them.
Fried ice cubes?
Certainly.
Mr. Sharp, I don't think you know nothing about the restaurant business. I really don't.
I see I don't, eh?
No.
All right, okay.
Yes.
I didn't want to do this. You just forced me into it, see? Mm-hmm. Got to give you now my famous secret recipe.
Yes.
Well, brother, this is such a big secret that nobody ever heard of it.
Nobody ever heard of it?
No. Surprised I even heard of it myself.
Yes. What is the big secret dish?
Assorted fruit pits.
Assorted fruit pits?
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
What's that?
Yes.
And you see, you take the pits from all kinds of fruits, like maybe some peaches, some plummers.
Plummers?
Yes, some oranges, maybe some tangibles, some antelopes, some nectarines, opera cats.
Opera cats?
Yeah. You see, you take them, and you peel off the fruit very carefully,
yes,
and you throw it all away.
You throw away all the fruit?
Yes. Yeah. See, all you save is the pits.
Yes.
Now, you put all them pits in a pan of water, see, and you boil them.
You boil the pits?
Yeah.
For how long?
Until they get nice and soft.
How long does it take the pits to get nice and soft?
Well, I don't know yet. I've been born on a batch for 3 years.
For heaven's sake.
Now, Mr. Plankacus, I can give you these recipes for these 3 dishes and for a small sum of $75.
Say, Mr. Sharper, do you think that I'm a big fool? Yeah. You think that I would pay you $75 just for to get a recipe for to make fried ice cubes and boiled fruit bits?
All right. Okay. What's it worth to you to have some recipes that are exclusive and vigor great?
Look, I didn't think I'm buying no razor pipes from you at all. But if you give me a couple, two, three things that was any good, maybe I could spend $1.65 or $1.70.
$1.70? Yeah. Okay, I'll take your $1.70. Yeah. I'll give you a dish. This is a salad dressing. It's a last word.
A salad dressing?
Yeah. You see, you take lettuce and tomatoes and you spray DDT all over it. Before you serve it to your customers, you test it first, see, to see if it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You say I taste the DDT first to see if it's okay?
Yeah.
DDT is poison that could kill me.
Hey, you know something? You're getting smarter every day. Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker. Wise guy. Use DDT for a salad dressing. How am I going to save expenses doing that? What am I going to do with all that flit I got here?
Lucky in love. Lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky? Breaks are few. Few skies are blue. But bad luck scatters every time I'm with you. I don't mind that at poker I'm green. If my king of hearts only takes in his queen, then I'll be lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me, oh, so lucky in love. Do 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 do. What else matters if you're lucky in love? Few skies are blue, but bad luck scatters every time I'm with you. I don't mind that at poker I'm green. If my king of hearts only takes in his queen, then I'll be lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me, oh, so lucky in love.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victory Recording star, singing Lucky in Love. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The Freedom Train arrives today in Los Angeles, and it brings to mind that there are a lot of scare headlines around today and a lot of ominous predictions around, which are making a lot of us realize for the first time in many years the unique freedom which we Americans own. Yes, we own a freedom. It's part of our heritage and our birthright. We're a free people. For instance, you can choose your job for yourself. You can spend your money as you want or hoard it away if that's your choice. Sure, you say, that's only what you expect. Wait a minute. Millions of people are not free. There are many men and women just as civilized as you are who can't choose their job and whose money is not their own. Those elementary freedoms I've picked out are the result of living in an American society where other more all-embracing freedoms are guaranteed. You live in a country where by the law of the land and by American ideals, you have freedom of speech. You have freedom of religion. You're free to stand for what you believe is right and you're free to oppose what you know in your heart is wrong. You choose your own public officials. Furthermore, no one is barred because of their color or race from participation in American freedom. Those freedoms are guaranteed. They are written down in black and white.
Oh, my Betty, it's been so late. Everything has went wrong today. I had such a tough job to get my car started here. Say, I sure hope we get to the library before they close.
Well, let's see. The library's on the next corner, isn't it, Parky?
Yeah, and there's a parking space right next door to it. You know, see, it's right there across the street.
Oh, is that big empty lot the parking space?
Yeah, I'll drive right in. Hey, wait a minute. What does that sign say? Parking, 25 cents? There must be something new. I don't want to spend no 25 cents just to park my car.
Well, I don't see any other place around here where you can leave your car parked.
Oh, I'll find a place. Let's ride up and down the street here.
Oh, I think that woman at the curb is pulling out. Quick, see if you can grab her space.
What do you mean she's pulling out, Betty? She's don't be moving at all.
Well, she's sticking her hand out of the car window, Parky.
Oh, yeah, but that don't mean what she's going for to pull out, Betty. When a woman sticks her hand out of a car window, you can be sure of only one thing.
What's that?
The window is open. Oh, but there's an empty space right up ahead. I hope that I get there before somebody else does. Oh, boy, lucky. Sure was lucky to get this place. Okay, let's walk over to the library.
Oh, hello, Chief.
Chief? You talking to me, officer?
Well, yes, I am, Chief. Is your car, Chief?
Yes, it is. Say, officer, why do you keep calling me Chief?
Oh, aren't you connected with the fire department?
The fire department? No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought you must be.
Yes.
I mean, parking so close to this hydrant.
Oh.
Then I guess you just wanted to have your car washed, huh?
Car washed? No, I didn't.
Oh? Well, then I guess you just wanted a ticket.
A ticket? No, I don't want a ticket.
Oh, sure you do.
No, I really don't.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, you're just being polite.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist that you take this ticket.
Yeah, well, look, officer, I was just going across the street for 3 minutes.
Only for 3 minutes?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes?
You just run over there for 3 minutes and leave your car in front of this hydrant.
Thank you.
And meanwhile, in case this big building here catches fire, I'll just blow on it until you come out.
Yes. Well, I didn't finger on the building to catch fire, officer. You see, this was the only empty space that I'm seeing. I didn't want to put my car in that parking lot over there and pay him 25 cents.
Oh, I don't blame you. Why
sure.
should you pay 25 cents
that's
for parking when
said,
you can
yeah.
leave it right next to this
yes.
hydrant for only $10?
Yeah, that's it. $10.
Well, it really won't cost you $10. Yeah. It'll only cost you $9.75.
No.
You see, you'd save that 25 cents you'd have to pay over there in the parking lot.
Officer, I hope you won't mind me butting in, but this is his first offense.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes,
I'm glad you told me that. In that case, I can give him a warning.
A warning? Well, thank you very much, sir.
Well, that's perfectly all right.
Yes.
Here's your ticket. You can
yes.
appear in court any time next week.
Yes, ticket. Thought you said you was going to give me a warning.
I am.
Yes?
I'm warning you now. The next time it'll cost you
$50. Yeah. This should be a fine how do I do. Going to cost me $10 just to go over to the library and return a book to save 3 cents.
Return a book to the library?
Yes.
The library's closed today.
It is not. I happen for to know where the library is open on every Sunday. Why should it be closed today? Today's Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, but it's also a holiday. It's George Washington's birthday.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass. Meet Me and Parkies is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. Mutual Broadcasting System.